It's time for Viewmaster on 95BFM.
Viewmaster is a wild
one.
There's something about this sting, I think, just makes us all go silly or something like this, but I love it.
I just bring the thunder every morning, right?
Yeah, bringing the thunder.
It's that bright yellow jumper.
Thank you. As we mentioned twice today on the air already.
It's a fantastic jumper, that's why. Bright yellow jumper and headphones askew.
Yeah, it's a big mood up in there. I like to have one ear out because I get hot ears, I get sweaty. It's actually a real thing. I get sweaty ears, yeah.
Oh, God.
Think about the kind of bacteria that might be brewing in there.
Okay,
right, you don't want to know.
Moving on, that is revolting.
So this is the worst way to start this show we're talking about. We're talking about the BBC show Years and Years.
Okay.
So starring Russell Tovey and Emma Thompson, who Emma Thompson, I believe, is the mother from Sex Education, the one we all loved. The sexy witch.
I feel like she's in tons of stuff.
Yeah, she's a super prominent British actress.
Emma Thompson. You're talking about Gillian Anderson is the one from Sex Education.
I do that every single time.
Emma Thompson's in everything.
She's
but
in everything.
She's also the iconic crying scene in Love Actually to Joni Mitchell, which
is love that
formative
scene.
In my childhood.
Makes me cry every single time.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yes. So these are the two main actors in the show. Russell Tovey, who we'll all know from a variety of stuff. He's got the big ears.
Yeah.
That guy.
That's actually quite a good description. He does have the big ears.
Yeah, and Emma Thompson, who is just great. And this show basically follows British society, this family in Britain, from 2019 all the way through to 2030.
Oh, wow. Okay, so it's quite a patch of time covered.
Yeah, so it does this time jump thing almost every episode where it kind of recaps, not recaps, it does this montage where it smash cuts different news stories to show how much worse the world is getting.
Mm. Okay.
And to show time passing here.
Yeah, in a very short amount of time. Mm. So the first episode spans 5 years, and the next episode spans about 1.5 each.
Is that exhausting to watch, or does the pace kind of work?
The pace works because the soundtrack just
pumps
through. And gets you in there.
Okay.
And you're like, duh, and you're like, oh my God, because it's like this really like, there's like these gospel singers, and then it's like heavy guitar, and you're like, wow, okay, we're moving through time.
I don't think that, like I do, I would say it, because I've also watched this and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's a great show, I would highly recommend, but it is exhausting to watch.
Oh, so okay.
Not because of the time, not because of the time span,
but just because of
because
the
of
content.
The content, yeah.
Okay.
Because it's super dark. So imagine the way I would describe the show is in a story, usually the main characters kind of know they're in a story. This story focuses on very normal people having history just happen to them. They're not having influence on history. They're not having much influence on their own lives. They're just kind of living lives how we live our lives.
Yeah.
The next day happens, and you look back 5 years later, and you're like, oh, okay, the world used to be so different, and now
this is how we live.
Yeah. So
that's not a perspective you get very often in TV shows.
Also, when you say history is happening to you, it's actually relative to our current history.
So
like
Donald Trump is a character. Kim Jong-un's a character in this.
That's really
not a character, like not they're not played on screen, but they're mentioned.
They're mentioned, yeah. So often people will like come up with an allegorical version of that, but these are like literally named world leaders that exist right now.
And they are world leaders in the series.
Okay.
And it follows Emma Thompson becoming the next world leader of Britain, basically.
Right.
So she starts off as like a media personality. We don't meet her properly as a character until the fifth episode. But she's on the TV and she's, you know, building up this kind of celebrity bid towards power, very Trump-esque, very
controversial, very like egotistical,
yeah,
populist sort of stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, totally.
And it's just super, super too real. It freaks me out. Like, the show is brilliant. Like, I'm just gonna put that down at the very beginning. The show is just so, so good. Like, it manages to tell the stories of these, I guess like six family members.
Yeah, a big family and then their extended people.
Right.
Yeah, and it touches on some really cool stuff. It's Black Mirror-esque in the way that technology moves on quickly because that is kind of how it's going to happen. But it's also deeply rooted in realism because like
they make
like weird comments like, oh, we don't have bananas anymore. And like that's just a comment in the fifth episode.
Yeah.
And it's like, that isn't like a big plot point. That's just like,
just the thing.
It's the thing. And it's like, that's something we already know is going to happen.
Okay.
So Lillian, the news director, just walked in and she actually recommended the show to me.
Oh, get on the mic. Get on the mic.
Did you like it, Lil?
Hello, everyone. I loved it.
Yeah.
And I recommended it to everybody. And then somebody watched it and they were like, it's a bit trite. I was like, oh.
Excuse me.
Sam's like, personally offended.
I know. And so now I've changed my thing and I'm like, okay, well, maybe it's not cinematically great, but whoa, it's dealing with some pretty, like, big things.
that
I
is
think
the,
it's super
the
well read it.
News director's official take on this. Dealing with some big things.
Like, there you go. Yeah, it's dealing with massive things. It's dealing with like so many. And that's the thing is there's that, these kind of plot points. There's just stories everywhere.
Yeah. I love the idea that, I think this is the bit I've fixated on here almost, but like I love the idea that it's not about people generating history, it's about people experiencing the world, because that isn't something that we see a lot of necessarily on television, but it is how we live in the world a lot of the time, and very freaky when this is stuff that you're like, this is maybe 2 degrees of separation from where we could be right now.
I mean, the main characters aren't main characters of the story. They're just side characters. And that's what is so freaky.
Yeah.
Like, it's like I said, it's brilliant. It's so well done. I think it's, like, one of the best TV shows I've watched this year. Because I binged, like, 4 episodes yesterday. And I was like, this is just
And it bomb. Will make you, like, cry, laugh, feel, like, really, really, really gross. Maybe a little bit existential. Just, like, quite
Go for a good
intense.
Long walk afterwards.
Yeah. I can't believe you binged 4 episodes in a row. I've really had to space them out.
It makes you want to go to climate change marches and, like, sign petitions. Like, this is an important
Give
show.
Give me a petition. God.
Can I also just say something about the... On the final episode, the grandma...
Oh, we haven't watched it.
There's no spoilers on the show.
This is no spoilers.
I'm not giving a spoiler.
Okay.
Okay, never mind.
You have to watch
I've
the
tried
final.
Someone's just texted him, what's the show called? It's called Years and Years, if you've just tuned
it's
in.
It's available on Soho in New Zealand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thanks, just had to plug that. I recommend it. It freaked me out. I really hope everyone watches it, because it's timely.
It's
important.
Timely.
And it's one of those things where it's like one of the main characters, Edith, she says at some point, like we kept saying, 10 years to fix climate change, 10 years to stop the melting, 10 years to stop the flooding, and we didn't do it. And now this is what we're at. And it's like, okay, like that is just how we're going to be at.
Yeah, and I feel like also the other thing that it deals with is that it's got within the family all the types of personalities of people and the different styles of coping, whether it's like ignoring it and pretending it's not going to happen or like really indulging in it or being massive activists about it. It's got all those different like tropes.
Well, it sounds fantastic. So Years and Years, people can watch it on Soho in New Zealand.
Yeah.
And it's by the BBC.
Great, very British TV program. Like,
I think there'll be a lot of people that probably appeals to. It's got 3 very big yeses from Sam and Tess and Lillian in the studio this morning. So if you've seen it, you can flick us a text and let us know what you thought. 5395. Have you got any ideas for what you're going to be chatting about next week, Sam? Would you like text us suggestions again?
Sorry, that's my suggestion.
Tess wants me to watch Mindhunter, which I've never watched.
You should watch it.
So maybe
we got a lot of texts last week from people saying that you should watch The Sopranos if you haven't, because apparently you can stream it again now.
Yeah, I saw that. I was like, that show came out when I was like 6, I think.
But apparently it stands the test of time.
No,
you should watch it.
I don't know if you can watch The Sopranos when you're 6. I think you might
become
like a mafioso.
You can watch it since then.
Like I might like rock into school and be like, stick them up, give me your lasagna.
Oh, yes. You definitely have
I'm
watched
pretty
the
sure
Sopranos.
You should watch this.
Does it all happen?
No, it's not.
Like a pasta shop.
I mean, anyway, let's move on.
Well, Years and Years is the recommendation for today. Thank you very much, Sam.
Thank you. Have fun, guys. Watch it.
That
Bye.
Was Viewmaster on 95 BFM.
If you do have a suggestion for Sam, something you'd especially like him to watch, 539.